Find out like Zuko's grandfathers are like the Avatar and then like the Fire
Yeah.
Lord at that time, and like
Two
they were
sides,
friends.
opposite conflict, yeah.
Yeah, so another thing that we're going to talk about is the different bending styles within Avatar: The Last Airbender and how they develop throughout the story, like visually, but also cinematically, or like throughout the story, I guess. So you got like earth bending, fire bending, water bending, and air bending. And throughout the story of Avatar: The Last Airbender, most like all the air bending you see is basically just from Aang, and I guess Appa. Appa's an airbender, and you can see some of like the airbending through that. But like it's interesting like how they're shown visually in the story. Since it's animated, air is often shown with kind of like this bluish tint to it. Fire's shown like fire, I guess, and earth is earth and water is water. But
It's
it's
interesting how they animate the air, because that's obviously pretty difficult to do. But like with a lot of the dust and stuff showing up, it's also interesting because each one was based off of a different kind of like kung fu. Like
Yeah.
Earth was based off of, I think, actual some kind of Shaolin kung fu or something. Then water was Tai Chi.
Yeah.
Fire was some kind of super aggressive fighting style. I can't remember what it was though. So it's really interesting that they took those and then they kind of abandoned that inside of the Legend of Korra. Like they
Yeah.
started like throwing in boxing, which was like weird, but I
Yeah.
mean, I could see it developing, like
Yeah,
maybe work out.
no, it's interesting how it changed. I was trying to look up what the martial arts are. It like mentions like Tai Chi was water bending, and then Hungar is the basis of earth bending, and then Shaolin, Northern Shaolin system is fire bending. And
Oh, that was it.
it's oh, and it actually says pro bending, which is what's in Legend of Korra. It's heavily influenced by aerial air acrobatic martial arts, which
Oh,
is
really?
interesting. Yeah, like it's interesting going from some people are like not big fans of it, but like going from Avatar: The Last Airbender to Legend of Korra, and just how, like you said, how bending changes, also how much like growth there is technologically, and kind of becomes like this 1900s like industrialized civilization in Legend of Korra, which is really interesting.
Yeah. I liked the older style better, that like it wasn't as cityized. But I
Yeah.
can see that there would be obviously some development. Like Fire Nation made some huge developments right there during the war. Like that was some big technology stuff. So I could see that like transitioning over pretty easily. But I don't know. I still like the like not technologically advanced stuff. And
It's like close to that fantasy.
yeah. The idea that I'd been kind of thinking a little bit about, and I wish they'd taken more of this direction or would take more of this direction in the future, is about how like war influenced the bending styles. Because if you notice, they're all based on a fighting style, right? And so it'd be really interesting because there was a 100-year war, right? Like there was like 100 years between Aang and the first, like his previous avatar and when it ends, really. And so obviously, like bending styles are drastically going to change. Like you need an army of people capable of using an element in order to really like make progress. And so obviously you're going to have a more of a martial style not long after that. But it'd be really interesting to see before that or after that how like it would change from less of like I would like to see bending less of like a war thing and more of like a peacetime use, right? Like Earth Nation moms like pulling chairs over with like their tile floors or like different things like that, like a lazy Susan made out of stone or with stones in it so that you can like move it around, or like just little things like that, like moms cleaning up stuff with like water bending the juice out of the floor or whatever. Like I just feel like it'd be a lot of fun to see some like crazy stuff going on. But I mean I can see that it's obviously it was based off of martial arts, so I'm not opposed to the fighting.
But yeah, that would be really cool seeing kind of like the ordinary everyday uses of like bending. Yeah, that would be cool to see. Yeah,
Also,
I sorry, what?
I think it'd be cool too, like in the fighting styles, to see some of the less used, like not really a martial, like not like ranks of people using it. Because you see in Avatar: Last Airbender this little position where the first Fire King to like really start the war bends the heat out of lava. So he doesn't move the lava, he just takes the heat out of it. Which everyone, when they saw that, like on the thing, were like, oh, such advanced technique, like it's not fire. And then I was thinking about it and I was like, wow, like how cool would that be to have a firebender who's just good enough that you can't see his fire. Like he keeps it
Oh
just
yeah,
hot enough. Because then, because obviously fire bending is very different, but then it becomes a distance thing. Like how close
that's true.
do I need to stay away from him in order to keep from getting burned?
Yeah, it's like
So I
close
think,
combat.
yeah, some variation inside of their combat I think would be cool while still keeping the same general techniques going on.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah, with you talking about heat, it reminded me of that. I can't remember. It's been a while since I've seen it, but it's like where Iroh is like he like breathes like I can't remember exactly what it is, but he's like basically heat bending rather than fire bending, and you see like this air like come out up out of like his like nose. I can't remember what the context was, but I think he like heated up like the chain or something on
Yeah.
his ankle or something like
His
that.
hand
Or his
is, I
hand,
think,
yeah,
what
on
it
his
was.
hand,
He has
yeah.
his arms crossed and he's very tired, pretending to be. And somebody reaches to tighten his chains because he asked them to.
Yeah.
And he like snorts flames onto him, just and then like clamps their hand on
Oh,
it.
yeah.
So that
Yeah.
way they can't like move away, like they get burned by it or whatever. And then he obviously starts breaking out from there. But
Yeah.
yeah, keep you were talking.
Yeah, no, yeah. So I just thought that was cool, and like how like the idea of like sub bending or sub elements, because you got like sand benders and like kind of swamp benders, which is water, but a lot of it was connected to like the
Plants,
water
yeah.
within plants. But then you also have the combustion dude, which his bending
Yeah.
is explosives and stuff. Then lava bending, which you saw. Do you see any of it in Avatar: The Last Airbender?
Not really. That comes out mostly in The Legend of Korra. Metal bending shows up in
Yeah.
Avatar. But lava bending, you just see like other elements affecting the lava in a way that
Yeah.
looks like lava bending. Like Aang uses air to freeze it. He diverts a section with like a trough of rock or something like that, but not really a lot of fire
Yeah.
bending or lava bending.
I guess there was kind of some of that with Avatar, not Avatar, Avatar Roku, I think. Was it?
Roku,
Because
yeah, he did a little bit of.
he lives on like the volcano or whatever. With him, and it's that was like a really like pivotal point that I was like, whoa, where you find out like Zuko's grandparent, like grandfathers are like the Avatar and then like the Fire
Yeah.
Lord at that time, and like
Two
they were
sides,
friends.
opposite conflict, yeah.
Yeah, no, that was really crazy. And then to see that parallel with Aang and Zuko becoming friends and their friendship. And then the whole thing with like the dragon episode, like that was
Yeah.
really cool. And that goes in with some of the music, because you hear kind of like this like drumming music, which it's really cool, because yeah,
I
it's
love a
a
good drum beat. That is
yeah.
always like, I think we should bring that back to more of our modern music. It's like a solid, like, boom, boom.
No, same. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And then the one that I find a little bit conflicting is like lightning bending, that like, and how Iroh teaches that to Zuko, and you kind of have to like redirect it without it like passing through your heart.
Yeah.
But then later in Legend of Korra, it's kind of like you have a workforce of like lightning benders that are like powering everything. And it's like, I don't think it's that simple. Like that's one of the elements that I think is a little far-fetched, saying everyone can do it, like a lot of people can do it now.
I do agree. I think in Legend of Korra, they just start taking these super powerful bending techniques and making them commonplace, which I don't really think is like great, right? Because we have like le we have lightning bending, right? Which is like the imperial symbol, right? Like you it's only taught to the like imperials, right? Like those who are of the bloodline of like Roku. And then suddenly, like we have a bunch of people outside of that bloodline, like straight up lightning bending, which is difficult, right? Like we see Zuko, who is like a really good firebender. He like he's like what 16, and he beats like an Admiral Zhao like in the first season, like wrecks him, right? Like totally could have killed that guy and didn't. So he is a good firebender, and he struggled with lightning bending. And now we have like a bunch of these like random hobo Joes out there like lightning bending for power. Like I don't know, that doesn't seem
That's
as right
true.
to me.
Yeah, like Mako and
And then
Bolin, they're
metal
kind of
bending too.
no, yeah, like the whole police force and like using metal bending. Yeah, it is interesting. It's nicer with that, seeing like that Toph trained a lot of them, so there's a little bit of like that connection, I guess.
Connection there, yeah.
But yeah, but like, yeah, with like lightning bending, and how even when Ozai realize like sees Zuko like redirect his lightning, he's like, what Like, how do you know how to do this? Like,
Right, he's like, I
he's in
never taught
shock.
you. This is
Yeah.
an advanced technique. Like, what is this?
Yeah. So it is really cool seeing that. And then with bending, there's like that thing of seeing it in the movie that came out a while ago, and how earth bending is like they were like doing all this like crazy stomping and stuff. Is like a little pebble just like goes like
Yeah,
that.
one rock floats by. The other thing I recently heard is that that was just bad choreography. It's
Oh,
actually one
interesting.
guy standing in front of them off to the side, moving that rock, and those guys are moving rocks you can't see, like off scene. And
Okay,
so it just looks like six people are like,
okay.
whoa! And then like one rock slowly across. But like, even then, like, how bad of a movie maker do you have to be to like make that happen? That like everyone thought six people moved one rock.
Yeah,
I don't know. It was not well put together.
you would think in watching through it, like reviewing it, you would be like, wait a second, that this isn't reading
Somebody.
right.
Yeah, like where was the intern that day? Like, by the way, we should probably, but like, no, it wasn't there.
Yeah, and firebending, it's interesting because they made it so like in the animated series, it's kind of like the fire within you, I guess. And you see that a lot with like Aang and Zuko trying to keep that little flame alive. But in the movie that came out, they're like firebending from like campfires and stuff and bonfires, and they can't actually create it, which is sad that they did it that
Yeah,
way.
rather than lightning bending, they have to self-make fire, which I mean, it does limit them a great deal, right? But it kind of removes like this idea of fire bending itself, because fire bending is like energy, right? Fire is energy. That's why they have all the technology they do. And then lightning bending is energy, right? So theirs is like pure forms of energy versus the others, which are elements that like cause like kinetic energy kind of thing. And so like there's just that disconnect there where like you can't make fire, like you can't do anything. Like the other ones are clearly making energy.
Yeah, it's like total like downgrade to firebending, and yeah.